Where are you right now? Take a look around and notice what's nearby. What do you see that's made of plastic? What do you see that's single-use plastic? How long will it be before that plastic becomes trash? According to statistics, the average American will create over 100 tons of garbage in a lifetime. The EPA reports that Americans collectively generate enough trash per year to stretch 25 times from the Earth to the Moon and back. So we get it. We make a lot of trash. Little things tossed every day by many people adds up to an awfully big waste crisis. We keep sealing it off in landfills, entombing our garbage for future generations to deal with, bearing our worries while we bury our discards. If we recycle that plastic water bottle or that bottle of shampoo, sure, they'll get a second chance. A brief delay before the new item itself heads to the landfill. Recycling isn't a miracle cure to our plastic problem. What if there's a better way? What if we replace disposable items with natural products that can be reused and eventually returned to the earth? Say, a glass or metal water bottle that can be washed and reused for years. When its time is done, it can be remade into new products multiple times. Those materials don't degrade like plastic. Or what about a shampoo bar, which creates zero waste and will outlast a bottle of shampoo 3 times over? And it works just like liquid shampoo without the water. Changing products to create less waste doesn't have to be overwhelming. Just try one new thing at a time. If you hate it, you can always change your mind and try something else. In our early days of living with less plastic, my husband was reluctant to swap his liquid shampoo for a bar. He was happy with his product choice and didn't expect a bar to work as well. I ordered him a bar to try anyway, and with a bit of humor at his pestering wife, he gave it a go and was sold. He still uses shampoo bars. Some changes are no-brainers, like trading out plastic toothbrushes for bamboo. Some changes may take more experimenting. We tried several brands of zero-waste toothpaste tabs before we found the one the whole family liked. And some low-waste changes only require new habits, like avoiding plastic grocery bags by remembering to bring your own reusable bag. So look around you. See what you can try replacing. By taking things step by step, choice by choice, you can cover a lot of ground towards reducing your waste and living with less plastic.